Hello, hey, ngiyayibona indaba cha impela hayi cha. Kulungile sobe sixoxa. Sikhulume nakho okunye kokubalekile. Ngevikele zayo 25 November Black Friday. Black Friday uwazi ukuthi makuyi Black Friday kunesidingo sokuthi siqwashe kakhulu. Sobe sibaningi sigijimela lapha yana sigijimela indale nayo yonke leyo nto kodwa kuyadinga ukuthi siqwashe kakhulu. Wireless application services provider baka Waspa bathi ke abathengi kufanele bekwazi ukuthi begweme izinto eziza nobungozi kakhulukazi makuzi Black Friday kanye futhi nasi isikhathi ke sama holiday njengoba sisabheke ekutheni ke siyo sibhekele eindalini kuona lo Black Friday ngoba ke kuqalwe manje kuya advertise kuyakhangiswa indali ngapha nangapha kanti ke futhi noso mathuba babizwa ngama cyber criminals nabo ke babheke ukuthi basebenze bagange ngathi ngaso lesisikhathi nasithi ke sizosizakala manje kuyadinga ukuthi ke sikwazi ukuthi siqwashiseke kulezo zinto kono uhlobo lokugwebe ngokubizwa ngefishing ukuthiwa ke nabo ke buyathanda ukuthi bande kakhulu ngakhulukazi ke makusondela lezona lezi khathi zo Black Friday kanye futhi nasenkundleni zokuqhumana zikhona izinto zama scams esidinga ukuthi ke siqwashe kakhulu ngezona sizokhulumisana no Ilonga Bedenos oyi managing director ka Waspa kanti ke uzokhulumisana nathi asiqwashise ngezinto efanele siziqaphele ngakhulukazi ke bakusondela sona lesi sikhathi so Black Friday kakhulukazi ngoba sesathenga futhi nako online esalandela zonke izinto esizibona lapha na konje kade ngikuthi ke sifundiseke Ilonga, good evening, thank you for your time.
Good evening and thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're very very welcome. So Black Friday is around the corner.
Yes, it is indeed, and I think a lot of consumers are really excited about it.
Indeed. But we also need, there's also a couple of things that we need to be aware of, right?
Yes, of course. I think the reality is that this is the time of the year that consumers are now looking for these great discounts and great deals. But unfortunately, consumers tend to let their guard down a bit at this time, and they don't look after their online security, and specifically, they don't look after protecting their own own personal information. So the reality is, while we are busy shopping for all of our favorite items, we've got fraudsters and hackers and criminals that are also doing shopping, but they are doing shopping for our personal data and information.
How does it work, Ilonga? And what are some of the things that we need to be, perhaps be aware of? Are there any tips that you can share with us? Maybe things, you know, we can be on the lookout for on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, of course, 100%. Well, I think usually my first tip that I usually tell consumers is, if it looks too good to be true, it usually is. So although Black Friday offers great discounts and great deals, you know, if it's almost 100% markdown or more than 50%, it's usually too good to be true. So here we would normally tell consumers to go to the actual retailer's website to make sure that the deal actually exists. Because here, criminals actually impersonate the true retailers and stores by advertising and pretending to be them when in fact it's not actually that specific store. Then the second thing that I would always say is be very, very cautious when using public Wi-Fi networks. Mm. So what the hackers do is they provide open Wi-Fi networks. Consumers unknowingly use these networks, and then the hackers can get access to the information that they have on their phone. And here it's problematic for two reasons, because they don't only just get access to the info on your phone, which they then can later use for things like identity theft, etc., but they can also then use your details to do transactions and to buy stuff on your, like, using your credentials and your cards without even you having any knowledge about that. So yeah, be careful of using public Wi-Fis. Then from statistics, we're seeing that phishing and smishing attacks, this increased by over 300% over Black Friday. So yeah, as consumers aren't aware about what phishing and smishing is, yeah, you get an SMS or an email from, you know, a store or some place that you've already bought something that you are familiar with. But they then ask you to click on a link to confirm something, or say that you've got an invoice for some reason, or they ask you for some of your personal information. And because this looks familiar, the consumer then ends up responding to this smishing email, when in reality it is actually fake. Now there we usually see, if the message or the email has a sense of urgency, it goes last chance to get 80% off, or if there's something wrong in the email address where it comes from, like a spelling mistake or some error, or there's some suspicious link that you have to click on, or a random attachment that they've sent, consumers, please, please, please don't click on those links. Don't open those attachments, because there's always malware in that, and that's how the criminals get access to your information.
In terms of the email addresses, Ilonka, are there any telltale signs perhaps that we can look out for?
Usually I always look at the spelling. For example, if we say, let's say the email comes from info@game.co.za, but then game is spelled with two E's or with two M's, right? So that's one of the first telltale signs. Then secondly, if it clicks you through to something and there's not a little, I don't know if you've ever seen it on your browser, but there's usually like a little padlock, looks like a lock that's next to the name of the website. If there's not a little lock, then it's not a secure site, and you should not be engaging with that site. Usually, use your spidey senses. We always say if something feels off, then it normally is.
And it's so easy to fall for these things, because a lot of them really truly do look legit, don't they?
That's the thing. The criminals and the fraudsters have become so smart that they design it to literally look exactly like you would think it looks. But that's where the retailers have a responsibility, right, to secure their platforms. But the consumers also have to be vigilant. Here I always say it's very important to read. So read. Check the terms and conditions. They tend to focus a lot on the advertising and reaching you, but they don't tend to look at the details. So if you see spelling errors or there are no terms and conditions when there's a great deal, then you should know that this is off. So rather go to the official site. And look from there. The other thing that we do see across Black Friday, which I think consumers should look out for, are the social media marketplaces. Here, a lot of smaller businesses are legitimate and they use this platform to advertise their products and services, but the fraudsters do that as well. So be very careful before you purchase something on one of these social media marketplaces. Make sure that you check how long has this company been in business. How many followers do they have? And if they've got reviews, go check the reviews and see if it's actually linked to legitimate accounts. You know, do a little bit of homework before you depart with your money, or before you depart and give them your personal information. And if anybody ever asks you for any of your banking information, that should be the first warning sign that you should just get out and stop interacting with them.
Ilonka, we live in townships, and a lot of our people rely on public Wi-Fi's that's available at shopping malls and the likes, and data is expensive, and they really, most of them don't have any other alternative. Is there a way to be careful when using public Wi-Fi?
Yes, I think here I do it myself when I'm in a mall or when I'm at an airport. I always go onto the Wi-Fi, but there are ways that you can protect yourself from. If the Wi-Fi is open and free and you can just click on it, I would be very wary. Most of the legitimate open Wi-Fis would ask you to at least create a username and a password, right, in order to use it for a half an hour or an hour. So that's a little bit more legit. But here, consumers can be careful. They should use, each time they go onto this, they should use a different username and a different password. Because what consumers tend to do is they use the same email address or the same username, and they use the same password across all of their accounts, whether it's their social media accounts and their email, etc. So don't use those passwords and usernames. Make up something for the time that you're going to be using that Wi-Fi. Make up a username and make up a password just for that session, and keep changing it up. That at least ensures that you're not giving away your username and passwords to these types of criminals and fraudsters.
How often should one be changing things like usernames and passwords, even in social media?
So personally, I think it's a good habit to be changing it up as frequently as possible. And this sounds like a lot, but I tend to change mine at least once a month. And the reason for this is just security, right? So if at any point, let's say I had downloaded an application that contained malware and it was lying there and it now obtained my information, if the fraudsters later on try to use my details, I've already changed it. So it makes it, there's no value to that information that they've now stolen. So I try and change it up at least every month. However, if you think that you might have been hacked, or if you've clicked on something that you think was a little bit suspicious or whatever, I would immediately go and change all of my credentials and passwords just for safety reasons. As we say, rather safe than sorry later on.
That happens a lot, particularly with online shopping. You know, people have lost, you know, their hard-earned money. And a lot of it is posed as international sales. And we've really had people being defrauded through those kind of scams.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, myself the other day, I saw an advert for an online shopper's clothing. And I thought, wow, these clothes are beautiful and at such good prices. And it looked very legitimate. It was very well done. The website looked fantastic, or, you know, like the site on my phone looked fantastic. But before I decided to purchase anything and, you know, make an EFT or a payment, I just used common sense. You know what I did? I just used Google, and I Googled the name of the shop, and immediately I started seeing reviews going, this is a scam, horrible customer support, or I've ordered and paid and I've never received my, you know, the items that I've ordered. So usually just taking that one step before you interact or buy something to just Google and just to see if there are any reviews and what those reviews are. And if you see anything negative on the Google reviews, that's usually correct and it's usually a scam or a spam.
We need to be doing those background checks. I think we forget that because you know, when you see a really good sale, you want to run for the bargain, and you know, it doesn't really cross your mind to do that background check, but it is really necessary, isn't it?
It is 100%, and usually they set those types of like sales, the artistic now Black Friday, but in general, they would set up those sales to be so alluring, but it's got a countdown timer, so there's like only one left, or, you know, 5 minutes left before this deal expires, and that causes some urgency for consumers, and they just click away and pay, and then unfortunately they've been scammed. Rather err on the side of caution, and just take that one extra step. Just go Google it, do a little bit of research, and just check. I've done it before, and then some of the sites have come back with very good reviews, and then I felt a little bit more comfortable. And then, you know, don't go and buy, if you've only got 100 Rand available, don't go buy all of it. First test it and see if the site is legitimate, and then, you know, take it from there.
Ilanka, really, really good advice. Is there any way for us to follow you guys? Are you on social media platforms as the wireless application services provider?
No, so you can follow us either on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So our company page is there available with some nice news every now and again. So that's just WASPA. Alternatively, you can visit our website at waspa.org.za. We've got some nice helpful hints and tricks there for consumers to be safe and some general information that I think, you know, all consumers should be aware about.
Ilanka, enjoy Black Friday, but I'm going to be extra careful, trust me, after speaking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to
Thank you. I will be enjoying it, but I will be making sure that I'm shopping safely and that I'm safe online.
We'll be doing the same. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right, Ilanka Badenhorst, usebenza laphayana ke ga wireless application services waspa wireless application services provider esikhuluma indaba ukuthi ke njengoba kuze Black Friday kulo lesihlanu ngijule sana la 25 November ukuthi ke asiqaphele kakhulu njengoba kuzovela ikhangiso lapha ko social media ubona into enhle bebiza ngenyi price na ubone kahle ukuthi ayibo kwaze kwayi sale ngaka ukuthi ke asiqaphele kakhulu ngesikhathi ucofa ufala phayana ngesikati qala ifuna ikufuna ama details akhe, ifuna amagama akho, ifuna ukuthi ufake imali ngokuphuthuma, ufana manje ngokusheshsha usuya robheka. Kanti ke kuthiwa lezi gebengu ziyakwazi ukuthi benze sengathi isitolo ngempela osithembile, ubone sengathi isitolo ngempela leso sijwayele ukuthi uthenge kusona sesidayisa online ukukhangiswa into thizeni. Kodwa ke uthi asiqaphelisise uthi esikhathini singibavama ukuthi mhlambe badidwe spelling bangabhalisisi kahle. Into encane nje zokubonisa ukuthi cha akusikho asiso le stolo engicabanga ukuthi isona kudlalwa ngathi la thoka ngisho sebenzisa o Wi-Fi laba endaweni public mhlawumbe kusema mall kanjalo qaphela ukuthi nakhona futhi uyaqikelela ngoba iyatshontshwa kutshontshwe imininingwane yabantu kutshontshwe information kuyogangwa ngawe kuthole usuyisulu sobugebengu ngoba abantu abalele sisiphilezweni elinye libi kakhulu na kulapha kuma computer lapha kuyadlalwa ngathi kakhulu igebengu nazo ngesikhathi nasithi sigijimela ama sale nazo ke zithi cha ziyaphakama ziyovuzama nabo zenza iplan ngathi manje kizona izinto ekuthiwa ke asiqaphele kakhulu.